This is Arkies in the Beltway, your look at national politics and the Arkansans influencing the discussions. I'm Alex Thomas, Washington correspondent for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, reporting from the nation's capital. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Arkies in the Beltway for the week of March 16th, 2025. If you are listening to this episode on March 16th, today marks the start of March Madness. College basketball teams around the country, as well as their fans, are waiting to see if they will be playing in this year's major tournaments. But for those on Capitol Hill, last week was a different kind of March Madness. The Senate and House of Representatives working to avoid and worrying about a government shutdown, with Friday being the final day to pass some sort of spending measure. Both chambers eventually moved forward with a continuing resolution funding the federal government through September, the final month of the current fiscal year. House Republicans rallied around the plan last Tuesday. The House voted 217 to 213 in support of this spending measure. Two lawmakers bucking their parties, Kentucky Republican Thomas Massie voted no, and Maine Democrat Jared Golden voted yes. Arkansas Representative Rick Crawford of Jonesboro offered this straightforward explanation following last week's vote, as to why he supported the continuing resolution.
Well, you know, government shutdown is not good. So that's my explanation.
The road to passage, not as simple in the Senate. While Republicans hold 53 seats, they needed Democratic support to end debate on the bill first. Nine Democrats and Maine Independent Angus King voted to invoke cloture on the resolution. The final vote on the bill itself, 54-46. Arkansas Senators, Republicans John Bozeman of Rogers and Tom Cotton of Little Rock, back the measure. Bozeman says he made that vote, but not because he's a fan of continuing resolutions.
CRs are terrible. I think the big omnibus bills where you throw everything together in a week are terrible also. The only thing that's worse is a government shutdown.
These recent votes stem from the previous Congress's failure to approve annual appropriations measures before the fiscal year started last October. The Senate and House had made progress on passing these 12 bills. Senate appropriators approved 11 measures, and the full House had considered some of its bills. Bozeman and Representative Steve Womack are senior appropriators in their respective chambers. Womack of Rogers wanted a two-week continuing resolution, giving Senate and House appropriators enough time to finalize a spending plan for fiscal year 2025.
I believe we should have been doing FY25 appropriations all along, and I think we missed an opportunity in December when the last CR was approved.
Continuing resolutions typically address discretionary spending for a short period without major changes to spending levels. Automatic mandatory spending on programs like Social Security and Medicare are not part of continuing resolutions. House Republicans secured language in this bill, boosting defense spending by $6 billion and decreasing non-defense spending by $13 billion. Congressional Democrats oppose this move. Representative French Hill of Little Rock says these are not major changes in a broad sense, but it marks a first step as President Donald Trump and congressional Republicans seek to cut spending later in the year.
When we're trying to change direction of the federal government spending, I'll take directions, even if they're modest, in the right direction.
Democrats' dislike of the resolution additionally happened as the Trump administration and billionaire advisor Elon Musk seek significant cuts to government programs and services. Top Democrats contend the resolution does not prevent the executive branch or Musk from moving federal funds at their own will. Womack says he agrees somewhat with the uneasiness surrounding Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency Initiative.
It doesn't say in Article 1, Section 9 that you can't draw money from the Treasury unless appropriated by law or by Elon. Thankfully, the president called his cabinet secretaries in last week and read the Riot Act to them and said, hey, look, DOGE is going to do what DOGE does. Elon will make these recommendations. But the final arbiter on these matters is the cabinet secretaries and then ultimately the Congress.
Unlike an appropriations measure, this continuing resolution does not set aside any funding sought by lawmakers for specific projects in their states and districts. Senate and House members are allowed to request federal dollars for community projects, commonly referred to as earmarks. Bozeman had secured more than $256 million through the Senate's earmarks process. That money would have gone toward projects like construction of Interstate 49 near Fort Smith and work on the worsening Helena-West Helena water system.
Those things go away, so hopefully we'll be able to make up for that with the 2026 budget, which we need to start on right away.
Womack sought nearly $179 million for projects in northwest Arkansas. Crawford and Representative Bruce Westerman of Hot Springs wanted almost $31 million and around $20 million, respectively, for work in their districts. Crawford says the projects in his district are important, but Congress has to keep the government open, even if that means he has to seek those funds at another time.
Do you want to shut the government down for the sake of trying to get a little additional funding for this project or that project, or do you want to maintain continuity of the government? This is not a time where we need to be projecting that level of weakness on an international stage, and a government shutdown is weakness.
The Senate and House have less than 7 months to finalize appropriations for fiscal year 2026. Womack wants to get that done in the coming months, and he is not inclined to support another continuing resolution if Congress cannot complete this task on time. He says he has personally sent that message to House Speaker Mike Johnson.
Congress has a job to do, and it needs to do its job.
The continuing resolution votes the final major actions from both chambers before they begin a brief break from Washington. The Senate and House will not be back on Capitol Hill until March 24th. Congress still has its eyes on passing a new farm bill this year. The Senate Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee held a hearing last Tuesday focused on the farm safety net and the agricultural economy. The previous Congress failed to pass a new multi-year measure authorizing nutrition, agriculture, and rural development programs, instead extending the 2018 law through this September. Bozeman chairs the Senate committee. He said, over the last year, there has been a change of tone in the conversations with producers as well as lenders.
One banker in Arkansas then estimated that producers could struggle to secure financing for planting roughly 20% of the acres in my home state.
Producers have not been shy in sharing their concerns that crop insurance and financial assistance programs are unable to meet current needs given outdated reference prices for commodities. Tara Durbin with Farm Credit Mid-America says row crop producers are struggling to maintain strong financial standing, with reference prices being one factor.
However, those in corn, soybeans, and wheat have benefited from several years of being able to build liquidity and reinforce their financial positions. Our cotton and rice producers, particularly our Arkansas customers, have faced multiple years of price volatility, quality concerns, and yield challenges leading to more rapid liquidity erosion.
Ben Noble with Stuttgart-based Riceland Foods said his family has firsthand experience with these challenges. His family's operation held an auction on Friday to sell its farm equipment.
Due to high input cost and lack of profitability over a multi-year period and the low probability for profitable returns this year, my family is pulling the ripcord. 2025 will be the first year since 1890, that's 135 years, that a Noble has not actively farmed in East Arkansas.
Noble, a former staffer for Senators Dale Bumpers and Blanche Lincoln, emphasized the importance of Congress taking quick action on passing a new farm bill for the ongoing crop year.
When you go to many of these small towns, we're the largest employer, if I don't want to say the only, but We're a significant player in some of these really small towns. And if they're without a significant safety net, I kind of shudder to think what's going to happen to some of those areas.
Congress did approve $10 billion in economic assistance for producers before the holidays. The Department of Agriculture is responsible for administering these funds. And that'll do it for this edition of Arkies in the Beltway for the week of March 16th, 2025. You can stay up to date with all news involving Arkansas at ArkansasOnline.com. Special thanks, as always, to the team down in Little Rock. I'm Alex Thomas, and this has been Arkies in the Beltway. Thanks for listening.